Sorry, Herwin's betting right now. Like this is he's got the betting eyes.
Okay, I'm gonna go Garland for 10 assists. Let's go. Look at this, Joe. Tatum for 6 assists. Horford for
What?
10. Horford for 10-10. Garland for 8 assists. Oh, hold on. No, Garland for 10 assists. Where do I put that twice? Sorry.
Ten assists.
Garland. Garland for 10 assists. And I deleted it. And 3 points. Three threes. He's been shooting well.
Three
Garland.
three-pointers made.
Yeah. Oh, last game he had few threes or four threes, I think. But yeah, Tatum's been playing all right. In terms of assisting anyway. Because he's on my roster. I count all his points. I'm like, oh yeah, he's been making more assists. I'm like, sweet. Anyway,
Your
this is a Hail
analysis.
Mary. This is a Hail
How
Mary. Let's
much
do
is
it.
it five? Is it still five every time?
Yeah, it's five. Yeah. It's only five leg bet.
And how much do you
Only.
get?
Huh?
It's only, as opposed to how many? Like 10 you normally do.
The returns
So
is a
how much?
grand.
You're part of the way to getting Xbox X
Let's
Gucci
go. I just
if
need to
you
make
win.
10 of those and I
Yeah.
get the bag. Just
Yeah.
the bag.
Easy, yeah. 10 of those.
Easy money,
What was
baby.
that, like
Let's go.
$50? Like 10s and
I've
2.
won like five bets already. That's like almost as many as like the year last season or something.
The last season?
Man,
Or the season. Oh, I've been betting every season. But I'm pretty much have won more this season than I have in a while. I just look, to be honest, I just look at the odds now. If they're good, I'm betting. Like if it's Jalen Green to score 20 points for $15 for 20 points, I'm betting that.
Cool. Use that strategy and then fail. I remember that. Remember you were copying Johan or something because he was winning, and he, and then when you copied, it didn't work.
Yeah, and I'm like, fuck this, man. Bloody Johan, he tricked me. He tricked me. He's doing a chuck. I guarantee
The
Sabonis is gonna get
Oh, he
10
what?
rebounds every
He's
time.
12 rebounds every time.
Yeah,
11 and a
12
half.
rebounds every time. And then every time I bet, he gets 11. I'm like, what is this guarantee? You should call him Chuck from now on, man.
Hey, Chuck was right the last few times, wasn't he? About the finals anyway, I think it was last year.
Oh, yeah, one out of.
He's got a
Yeah.
50-50 chance in
Yeah.
the finals.
Yeah.
He still stuffed it up most years, but he got one right finally.
Yeah. The clock's like right twice a day, isn't it? The chuck is right twice a day. Welcome to the Unacclaimed presented by Courtside Theory, by the way. Yeah, that's it. That's the podcast. Just talk about your gambling.
The end.
Yeah. So how's it been for you guys? I heard you guys get a lot of rain. Is that right? You
Oh
guys
man,
don't.
like literally today's the only day that in the last like week or two it felt like it didn't rain. But the other day it was like constant. Like usually, you get rain and then it goes away, maybe comes back, But it's
Yeah,
never
come
like
back another day.
constant. But it's not like it's constant. Like the other day it wouldn't stop raining at all. Like no break in between. And you're like, oh, hurry, stop! I want to take the dog to go to the toilet or something, and it wouldn't let me because it
I
was
go
rainy.
anyway. I take him anyway. You idiot. Go take a shit in the rain. No, we yeah, it's been raining a lot here, but that's normal-ish. Although it rained a lot, like it didn't stop yesterday, and like it's also like autumn here, and like the leaves are on the ground. It's forming this slush thing, and like the storm drains are getting blocked by all the leaves. So I went out when I was walking George yesterday. It's just like this big river because all the storm drains were blocked by the leaves. And then the maintenance guys have to walk out with these. There's like a special tool they seem to have to clear the leaves, and they're just digging at it, and then you watch it like drain down, like the river subsides. But wow, it's amazing how much autumn leaves do that. It's only like people come over and they're like, oh, wow, the orange is so cool. I'm like, yeah, it's really nice, the colors. But then it gets yuck when it's all on the ground. It forms this weird mushiness. And also, people don't pick up their dog shit here. And it's just like, it's a landmine. It's the minefield of shit. Like, you can't stand in it because you don't know if it's going to be poop inside. You see those like those movies or those kids and they're like there's jumping and like yeah, they're playing with leaves. I'm like, no, there's dog poop in there. Don't touch that. That's disgusting. Yeah.
But what was the stat? It was like 3 months of rain, like the next 3 days or something.
Yeah, it was something silly like that. Yeah, our street was just like almost flooding because it's sort of downhill, and right. It's like a stream of water just flooding through. Not yesterday, the day before, but yesterday was raining as well, and then this morning it was sunny.
Yeah, same. Sunny.
But cloudy, but sunny.
And the thing is, I get really worried when it rains like that. You know, where it's like when the showers are so strong that you kind of go, well, that's louder than normal. Yeah. Because the last time that happened, I was living in Scoresby. Our house got flooded. Like the water went into the house and it was like up to my knees. I'm like, yeah, I'm scared. Whenever it makes me think, wow, that rain's really strong. That's when I go, uh-oh.
Are you in a valley?
Might be flash flood time.
Are you in a valley or something?
No, this was in Scoresby.
Is that in a valley?
Nah. It was like a townhouse thing, and then it kind of went...
near Knox, isn't it?
Yeah, near Knox.
Actually, I don't know what it's like out there. To me, Australia's pretty flat.
And because I'm in a new sort of area here as well, so I was kind of worried, but because it might not be, you know, it's a brand new area. But it's yuck as well, because there's all this construction, and because behind my house is all these new shops being built as well. It's all like gravel and mud and everything. I'm like, oh, this is disgusting. I don't want to go. And they haven't even made the footpath properly yet in the front of my house. That's all slush as well. And like, yuck, you can't even go outside.
Yeah, the kids. Where are the kids going to play, man?
Yeah. Where are they going to play?
I remember like the time it flooded here last. So it was like because the river just splits the city into. And like we have these streetcars, and I have footage of like because the water was so high and all the drains were getting blocked. The sewer, because it's the sewers where the shit is. It's like flowing up, and the streetcars were going through, and you could see like there's people filming on their phones. Like it's like this deep water inside the streetcar, inside the tram.
Yeah.
And they're like looking at this brown water.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The streetcar was still working though. That was surprising. But I'm like, oh, I'm not going downtown. That's disgusting. That's why I haven't like when it's after rain in the city, don't like go near like bodies of water because it's probably like human feces.
Yeah, it will be
because it'll swell up all of the sewage.
Because that no time turtles. Where our place got flooded, I forgot what year that was. Melbourne, as in like King Street, was flooded as well.
I remember, was that like, the time? There was like this time where there was a cyclone or something cutting across the top of Australia, but at the tail end of the cyclone was hitting.
It could have been Victoria. Because
I remember Cheltenham Road was just a river. Like, and Kim and I were trying to get to Chadston.
It was like 2010 or 11.
Yeah, it was like a little, like, that was a while ago. Like, yeah. That feels
and
like
then,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had, yeah, I was
that
in
was,
the,
that was the worst.
I started my RAV4 and I was like, I thought, yeah, that'll be right. I mean, no, not really, because I don't have that snorkel thing that they have for the exhaust.
The snorkel.
So I was like, oh, we pulled over at like an Officeworks. Is that still around, Officeworks?
The station, yeah.
It's still around.
Yeah.
We pulled over in there and just waited. We just sat in the car and waited for the rain to go down. That was better. Then we're like, fuck that. And I ended up driving around in a circle to try and get around this thing. But yeah,
around that same time, they had those massive hailstorms as well. Because I was still living in Scoresby.
Yeah.
Broke my car, broke all the tiles and windows. Like neighbors' windows were smashed. Yeah, and then my car got smashed up. Yeah, and I remember that as well.
Right? 12 years ago, or more.
And then
that was your Peugeot.
Yeah, my Peugeot. Yeah, but it was funny because I was I remember being outside. Like I was outside at the time when it happened. And then I could hear like this really loud like rain, but it wasn't, it hadn't hit the house yet. Like it was still dry. And I'm like, what the hell? And you could see like literally like the clouds were like almost black. Whoa, man. And then I ran to the to the street, to the, because it's a townhouse where I was living, so it's a long driveway, and we're at the back townhouse. So I ran towards the street to look left, and I could see it coming, like this rain and hail coming. I'm like, oh man. And then I ran to back to the garage and undercover, and then I just watched it happen, and I'm like, I can't do anything. I'm just watching my car get smashed up.
Just lay on top,
like,
of
no.
It.
Yeah, I was gonna go like on
that,
top of,
but that's the face down, or else you get hit in the nuts.
I was like, no, and just seeing it also get smashed up. Yeah, that was yuck. Knowing it's coming and you couldn't do anything.
It's like you should be kneeling, the kneeling pose, and you're like, nah.
So I don't know, like, if people actually like die if they got hit by one of those.
Yeah, I reckon they would. Club. If you get hit, yeah. If you get in the right spot. Like when you get punched or something, if you hit,
like
hit the right spot. Yeah. And it's going fast enough because it's coming from the sky.
You know what was yuck? It was over in literally less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But I probably felt like
and then it went nuts. Just wanted to smash my car up and then just leave. That's all it did. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. it's out for you specifically.
On the corner, like maybe about 500 meters down the road, there was a Mitsubishi dealership. All their cars got smashed up, and then they had
insurance,
like a sale. They had to do a sale.
Damn.
Don't worry, it's just a little smashed up. It's all good.
Yeah,
no, they're meant to be like that. If for summer, like,
yeah,
no windows. Man. Did they fix it before they sell it though?
Which one?
Like if they all smashed up, right? And they have a. Did you say? No,
I think some of them. I think windows, some of them. Yeah. If it's just windows, it's fine. Yeah. But when it's like hail damage, where it's like all those dents, that's.
They would have tried and pop it though, but they would have tried and pop it, right?
Yeah, but apparently, if it's been claimed as like on insurance, and then you can't resell it, or you won't be able to get insurance on it yourself. Because it's already been damaged.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you said pop it, I was thinking of that. I seen that video of this person like just using a hairdryer on it and goes boof and it pops out. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that. But I had to get the. There was a guy that did it. Like I went through some guy that does like panel beating on the side to fix my car. Yeah, that was yuck. Or else I was going to pay like it was pretty much a write off.
Yeah.
My car. Yeah,
it's probably expensive cars. It's annoying because, like, I broke the side window of our car because, like, just recently, because we moved, we had there's two types of car spots in our apartment building. There's, like, just the regular size, and there's also compact size. So we're like, we just drive that GTI thing, so we'll just compact it. But we didn't realize how small it was. Like, there's a pole on one side, and then there's a dumb because it's cheaper to. Because with here, it's like you have to pay extra for your car spot if you want one. So you pay, but it's cheaper to get the compact spot over the other spot because it's less space. So we are like, yeah, we'll just get the compact because it's like it's cheaper. Plus, also, we don't need that much space really. But then you got. Like actual SUV cars that don't want to pay that extra premium for a larger spot, so they pay for the compact one. We're sandwiched by two big SUV cars, that want to save money, and we have to squeeze in, and it's like so narrow to try and get in. I do it now, but like, and I was reversing and I was trying to look for something, and then like. I hit the side view mirror, hit like the pole on the side, and now it's cracked, like the thing. And now I look at it every time I get annoyed because it's broken. Yeah. But now every time like I pull in, like I wind down the window, I grab the mirror and pull it in, so it's like a little more narrow, just so I don't hit the pole. It's really annoying. So stupid SUV people, just get a bigger spot, you cheap bastards. Ruining my car because of that.
They ruin everything. You go to shopping centers, it's so crammed in there already. Like you just go to like a shopping center, like those underground parkings or whatever like that. And then you're in your own lane, you're trying to like maneuver your way through the thing. they go in the middle. They're going
out, and then say, you're like, what are you doing? In the middle.
You're too...
Why are you jumping in the middle?
This should just be like if you're an SUV, this should just be an area where they can't park. It should just be you can't park in underground parking.
You're not allowed.
They're the worst. It's just disgusting. Then all these new shopping centers now, it's like trying to make the car parks even smaller so they can fit
more people,
more cars.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. Like I think it was in like Eastland, because that was one of the newer ones that opened up recently. When I say recently, like the last 5 years. And then you're going through their parking lots, you're like, this is so squashy, man. And you got all these dumb SUVs. And people, I don't know what it is, but people are trying to get bigger cars. It's a competition trying to get the biggest car or biggest ute to drive around.
Utes are dumb.
It's so dumb, man. It's so dumb. And I'm like, I don't understand. You don't even use it for utility. The people that have those big utes don't even use it for utility. What are they doing? They're just for fashion.
It's a tax write off, Joe.
Oh my God. Tax write off.
Money laundering.
It was like that. I think I told you guys this one. I was driving on the freeway, and then this is a new thing as well. Everyone's bringing over those dumb American trucks. All those utes.
The Ram.
The Ram. And it's like double the size of a normal ute.
The pickup truck.
The huge.
The pickup truck. And then there was this dumb. I was on the freeway, and then it was so big. The lady driving it, she was it's like she was having trouble seeing where everyone was. And then
you probably can't. Like, how do you see you can't see the corners.
Yeah, and then she was changing lanes, and while people were there, and nearly caused like two accidents. And I'm like on the right lane, but it was sort of traffic, right? So I was like watching her for like 15 minutes, right? Like going, what the hell is this dumb? Look at this. Look at that near miss. Like that. I was like in my mind going, look, how dumb is this woman? And then, she changed lane. And then the guy, like, that's on that lane already, is like, has to like stop and then beep, because it's like, I'm in the lane.
You're heading towards me.
And then, when it was like near my area, there's a bit where that left lane has to merge over. As it goes down, it cuts a lane off, and it only goes down to like two or three lanes. And then so she had to merge over, merges without even looking again, hits a car, and then that car, I don't know how it like hit it perfectly, because it got under the tire, and you see the car just go like that, and then the tire pop and everything like that. And then she kept on going like nothing happened.
She probably didn't even notice it.
Didn't even know. Really. I'm like, oh my. And then everyone's like beeping for her to pull over, and she pulls over. She's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And you're like, oh my
God.
What was she? Because the thing is, it's funny. Like, I don't think they're all like that. Those drivers, that like a lot of them.
I don't know, but I've seen maybe about two or three, and there are always those big stupid ones that don't know, that can't see everything.
Yeah.
Hey man, full disclosure, I have an SUV. But not that big.
That's right.
It was him. Mini SUV. Okay, it was him. It was Cass.
It was me.
It was Cass the whole time. What do you mean SUV? Like a Nissan? Like what do you call them?
Peugeot 3008.
Oh, okay.
I know, but we're thinking
it's not like the big SUV. It's what you call like medium size, I guess. It's not the small one. Yeah. There's a small one.
There's like RAV4 and stuff like that. And then I'm thinking
I'm saying like if you get into Land Cruiser territory, Cruiser, where they're big, like big, man, you don't need it. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, around here. Around here, and also depending on where you go, like if you're an outdoorsy person, and also people go hunting here.
Use that to go then, but don't drive for normal.
Yeah, well, they can only afford
one
car.
You're going to go off-roading, use it off-road, huh?
Yeah, if you can only afford one car.
It's your hobby, your choice.
Yeah, don't use it as a normal car. It doesn't bother. It's not you. They're driving it.
Don't use it as a normal car, man. I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, they can't afford two cars.
Do you know how much those cost? If they're going to do that, then they might as well buy another one.
No, I'm sure it's a little different here, I think. Like, I don't. Oh, man. I agree with like you Land Cruiser, in part, but I don't.
Land
I
Cruisers. Think it's all of them. So Land Cruiser. It's like they're making every model bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah,
Land
Cruiser. But if you don't use it for,
you know how much they're actually premium now. They're like over 100K easy now.
Yeah, brand new. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I was like thinking in my mind, like, why are these like you see less and less of them now? Because I remember back when I was young, they were like common because it's a Toyota Land Cruiser because it was people would use it as family cars, or whatever. But now they're like premium for like
because they're
hardcore outdoorsy people.
It's Range Rover.
No, I'm talking Land Cruiser, Toyota.
Sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant Land.
That's what I mean. These are the price. These are the price of Land Rovers.
Yeah.
They've become like a, what do you call it? Yeah, like a premium enthusiast.
SUVs. Yeah,
they've become an enthusiast, like outdoor.
I'm sure, like I don't think all of them are that price though. I'm sure there's like other brands that like they're not at that level. But then also, I do think
not four-wheel drive. Not here anyway.
Well, not there, yeah.
No, it's in like ones for off-road.
Yeah, like, but I don't, yeah. I think,
like, who else? No, Pajero. Pajeros are also that expensive now as well.
Also, Pajero, I guess it's like also like a, well, I hope they do transition to like something that's less gas guzzling sort of thing and that's better for the environment. They probably won't.
Well, aren't they doing that? Well, I don't know how it is in America, but. I think UK is like 20.
Well, I'm seeing more 30? Hybrid. I'm seeing more hybrid slash electric cars.
They're making it like you can't get brand new gas or petrol cars by 2030.
I don't know if it was Europe.
I think it's UK, and I think Australia is following. I think 2035 or like a few years after. So if you're going to get a brand new, you won't be able to get petrol. And I know Volvo have completely stopped making petrol cars or something.
That's good.
Really?
Damn. I know there was an ad on TV. I heard about this. There is a country, I think it's somewhere in Europe, that they were going away. Like, you can't, the law was that you, by this time, you can't buy one.
Get petrol cars.
Yeah.
Can't buy. I'm pretty sure it would be Europe because they're all under the same, because UK's thing was like, I think it was like 2030. I think it was 2030. But, or 2025. It could have been earlier, 2025. And Australia is like 2030. Like, if you're going to go brand new, there's no more. It would be all hybrid or completely electric.
Okay, that's good. Are there a lot of, are you seeing a lot of those stations there? Like the electric ones?
No specific ones, but you see them here or there. Like the, but they're not, like a shopping centers or you'll see like maybe a couple at the petrol station, but you don't see dedicated EV stations. But the thing is, because we sell these EV stations at work, plan is to have them in every home.
Yeah.
So you don't need to really worry about it. Yeah. And then like work and everything like that. But yeah.
That's cool. I hope they, I actually don't know about this. Like, I don't know if they have like a uniform, like if you get a USB, like for example, is it all the same
port? The really confusing thing right now is there's different types of
like a voltage
and then it's not all supported, like in like the all one might like you fast charging thing won't work in every single won't be fast charged for every single car.
It depends on technology and stuff, so
and also the because people's houses, you got three phase and single phase, like wiring in your house or whatever like that. So obviously with a single phase, you won't be able to get as much power as the three phase and things like that. So
what's those charging stations cost anyway?
Roughly. A couple grand.
Not so if much. You do have an electric car, then you might as well get one installed.
But you got to make sure your house can handle it.
I'm just curious because I know I'm in a townhouse complex, and then we all have, a car spot each. And one of the guys downstairs, he's got a electric motorbike and a Tesla, and he's built this shed. And obviously, the house houses the charging station because you can see the wiring that comes out of the shed that charges his car and his bike. So I was curious how much one of those things cost.
It'd be a couple grand, at least.
Okay.
But it's like the it's like I like I really want to do go like off grid, yeah, like get battery for your house panels or whatever. But the batteries, so this is the problem. The battery technologies keep so moving so fast. It's like LED lights, right? Like you buy like an LED downlight back then. It was like six, like when they first came out, $60 a light, something stupid like that. No, they're like $8 a light.
Yeah,
like $8.
You just gotta wait for it to normalize. That's the thing.
And, but the thing with batteries, you know, they're getting smaller and smaller and more efficient, and they're more power and smaller. That you know that the very first, you know that the Tesla wall, the battery for the home.
So the
first one. So the very first one. So you know, Mickey, one of our guests, he before my cousin.
Your cousin.
He was like one. Of, I think he
Don Mitt.
Don Mitt. He was like the first. He got first system in Australia. Like the first.
Dang.
He helped the first client like in Australia to have like the first power wall for Tesla in their house. By the time that got installed, Tesla had already announced, like literally a day later, 2 days later, they already announced Tesla Wall 2, which is like 30% smaller, everything like that. You're like, oh man. Yeah, I know, but imagine that. Like, but it's always like that though with the battery technology. It's always going to be
more. You can say about a lot of technology in general. Like it just moves too fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's good because it's, the means supposed to be getting better, but hopefully I'm not at like, there's a lot of e-waste as well, which I don't like.
Yeah. Like the panels are a problem. Like, getting rid of the panels.
Yeah. And you're saying like the solar panels, you mean, right?
Mm.
Yeah. And they're like, there's only like a 10-year shelf life on them so far. Is that right?
It's like, yeah.
It's not that long, really.
It's around 10 to 25, but it's just really they get damaged.
Yeah.
I think there's like a 25% performance.
Say a hail performance.
So it's a 25% performance warranty in most of them. So it shouldn't degrade like over time, but obviously they do over time. They do start using like holding less power or whatever.
Still better than coal.
Like I think there's like a 10%, like usually 10, oh, not 10, usually a 10-year warranty or 5-year warranty even for like the actual like physicality of it. Like if it like, if hail damages or whatever like that or whatnot. Yeah. There's two warranties on it. How convenient. No. It's not the performance. It broke.
It's user error. You're holding it wrong. You're supposed to point it at the sun. I'm really into like alternative like energy sources. It's funny with like there's wind farms and stuff because there's a whole bunch of them out like near Wonthaggi that are really cool.
Aren't they really loud though?
No, I didn't hear them.
I thought they were. Like if you're like real near them, like it's like really.
There's this one out in there, Dalesford in Victoria. I think they were building a couple. I went because like there's an artist there, Ghost Patrol. He was painting the bottom of them, and he went there to camp. And you don't hear them. Like it's actually really quiet. Like I don't.
Isn't there like a? I thought there was some like if people don't like them because of the. Like people that live near them, I don't like it because not because the first I saw whatever, but
which
whatever.
Is dumb.
Yeah, but then, but I thought there was like other reasons why they didn't like it.
The other one I know of, because I looked it up a while ago. Like there are some birds that hit them.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not a lot. But some birds do hit them. Just more because I think they're like
their fault, right?
And also some rare species of bird that get wiped up because
all these American bald eagles just on the ground. It's only them that fly into
it's funny them. Like they did speaking of bald eagles, they're like they make it. I don't know if they're endangered or not, but I've seen a lot of them.
I thought they were endangered.
Like there's like on part of the coast, I'm like the first one I saw, I was like hey, that bird has a white head. I'm like, holy shit,
it's a bald eagle. Dodos, even though they're extinct, they're all dead from there. They can't even fly, but they
can't fly.
How'd you get up there? They just wanted to.
They're extinct because of the wind farms.
I heard that.
Because they chopped off the wings. That's why they can't fly.
Their own wing farm. They're dumb. And then there's like what was it? Tidal energy. Like when the tides come in,
that's why. I don't know why they should use that more.
Like it's just a thing that they put on like the coast, but it's difficult because if you're more inland, then you can't access that. And there's also like the other one that they put in the river, because the river's already flowing. They put something in there to catch. I don't like those ones though, because they build it in, and there's already like salmon and stuff. They have to swim upstream when they're spawning.
But it's their fault. It's
their fault for being there before the thing was there. But yeah, they're actually blocking a lot of that. A lot of the salmon can't spawn. Actually, not even just salmon. It's like salmon, steelhead, a bunch of other animals that go upstream. So they're actually bad for the environment, those ones. Actually, I think some of it's powering here too.
Good old coal.
Yeah, good old coal. Oh man, have you seen that article? It's like Gawker, right? And it's like, oh, check out the crazy rich Australian billionaires.
All coal.
And they're showing Thingo, what's her name? Reinhardt.
Reinhardt.
Yeah, Reinhardt. Crazy bitch. and like, she, oh, and then it goes through like how crazy she is. And there's like the other dude, the guy with the hat. What's his name? He's a politician though.
Irwin? He's wearing a hat.
He's like a cowboy hat thing. And there's other dude, this other politician who's like,
Howdy,
but Australian. Yeah. And there's the other dude, there's this other politician who was like,
ScoMo.
He wrote hashtag, no, it was a different dude. He's like, hashtag Black Coal Matters. And that was his hashtag. I was like, disgusting. How dumb. And I was actually curious, and I looked at his tweets. And it's all like, yeah. Oh man, Black Lives Matter is stupid. It doesn't exist. I'm like, whoa. And you're an Australian saying that. It's like not even. And he thinks, and he's like,
speaking of that, this on the way home. So I go through on the freeway, like you know where the Heatherton Road overpass is.
Yeah,
there's a guy there every day waving the Eureka flag. What does that even mean?
Is he trying to
the blue flag that's got the white.
Yeah. The one that they're using for, like the when we remember that like we had the vote for independence from the Commonwealth. That was ages ago.
I can't remember. Yeah.
But that thing on the other side,
they're using that
flag. That's not supposed to be like, because if you remove the Union Jack from the flag, that's basically what it's supposed to be. That flag.
Okay.
You still have those stars. The what do you call it? The
Southern Cross.
Southern Cross. Yeah.
So that's the best thing in the world.
Yeah. Did you salute when you drove past?
So this guy's just like literally just going, yeah, waving the flag, going, yeah.
I mean,
what are you doing?
You should have pulled over. What are you doing?
Every day, he's smiling, going like this with the flag going like that. And the big flag as well. Like, I don't know how he's doing
like
the
iconic one where they're all like around his feet and he's like, yeah, it's like waving.
Yeah, but he's doing that all the time. And like, what are you doing?
Two weeks in a row. Honestly, that doesn't sound that bad. Like,
I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. Like,
you're upset because you don't understand it.
It means
I googled it. I go,
the flag.
What's the Eureka flag? Like, whatever.
And then it shows you a sovereign hill.
And apparently it's meant to be banned.
Really?
Yeah, and apparently it's got to do with because it's like it had too much like racist like connotations to it.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Because that's
like it was like.
Can you? I'm just gonna Google this.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Eureka flag.
Eureka flag.
It has racist stuff to it. I mean, to be fair though, the other flag has racist shit on it too. Like, I
don't. Okay, this is a really big because of the Union Jack. The biggest, like, I always see this on Utes as well. I'm like, oh man, these guys look scary. Yeah.
But then I can see the
Outback stuff all over it, and you got Eureka flag, and you're like, what?
I
want to mess with this guy.
It's funny because, like, when I see, because you have the pickup trucks here, the people with the, like, not all of them, like, they have the pickup truck. Like, we're driving out in rural Oregon, and
with the Confederate flag or whatever, like that?
Yeah, Confederate flag, and plus the USA flag.
Yeah.
But then also plus, it says like another flag that says "fuck Biden" on it, and it's just all this shit. Yeah. And then it just automatically makes me uncomfortable because I'm like, oh, they're clearly racist.
That's like the type of ones,
and like
that's the type of ones I see with the Eureka flag on the Utes as well over here. So I was like, oh, that's like our version of the. I was thinking along the lines of, is this the same as the Confederate flag?
I don't It shouldn't be. Like, I wouldn't. Yeah. Unless I'm wrong.
Be, but it could be.
Shouldn't be. But if it's utilized that way, then I guess so. If they think of it like a how like the Civil War was, like.
So it's got to do with like why they say it's like it's because it's like during. Like,
where's the controversy? But like, this is such a long article, though. An article on Wikipedia. Where did you read that part?
I just googled it. I didn't go to Wiki. I'll go.
Eureka flag,
racist.
Is the Eureka flag? Oh, I don't like news.com.au because fucking that guy. Fox News shit. AdelaideNow.com.au is that migration?
Are they legit? They're like they're like local news. Yeah.
What news? Adelaide Now. Oh, it's a
great. Just do the news.com one.
I don't want to give. Oh, well, hopefully I block all the ads. I really don't. Maybe like
the video news. That always plays. Yeah.
I clicked on mute. Nah. It's come to represent white supremacy, apparently.
Yeah.
Flag to rest, but if white supremacists are flying it, then I can see why it's a problem. But it's
but that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know. But then, what doesn't it say something about like
Spirit of Eureka put a request to fly the flag at to commemorate the 166th anniversary of the Eureka Rebellion. And I'm trying to read it with this silence. I'm not wanting to know why they associate it with. Come to represent keep going. This part. Yeah. And then here, cast your vote. Is it racist?
Yes.
Oh, they're going through the history.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I keep going.
I just cast my vote. Yes. Thanks for the vote. Log in. Fuck off. they swore allegiance to the flag and build a blockade. Yeah. So a similar.
And all these work sites always put it up as well, like that. I'm like, oh man, what? I want to go on that work site.
Although, yeah, they seem to be like union people. They're always carrying it.
Yeah.
The similar sign across the image was also used by those protesting against the presence of Chinese in the gold field. Oh, I see. I see now. I see the problem. Because they did that thing where they just like went and attacked all the Chinese people in the gold fields, right? Like the and it just and the same thing happened like in California, like back in the day when they were just because they're all just going there for an opportunity and they just think that they eat rats and all this stuff and they perpetuate that
that. And then First Party used it.
Thing. The what?
First Party. Australia First Party. Pauline Hanson.
Oh my, okay. Because I was thinking about the thing that what my thought of my, I guess maybe I've been indoctrinated thanks to like Australian history when you learn in school. Like we didn't, I don't remember ever learning about Aboriginal history. I learned a very small amount. There was that boxer guy and like some other stuff and, but not,
No, James Cook.
Oh. No, you always learn about James Cook and the First Fleet and all that shit. You learn about all that.
That's all you learn, yeah. That's all you learn, James
and
Cook.
And like, and the Edmund Barton.
I just got from Australia, even though people were ready.
Yeah, and James Cook was a terrible man. Like, they never mentioned that. He was a terrible person. During these riots, the Chinese miners were beaten, had the pigtails cut off, tools destroyed in the tents, clothing and furniture set on fire. So if they flew that flag while they're doing that, I can see why it would be associated with... oh man, but look, they got a pig on the spit in this picture. I'm just go just act like you're one of them and just have some free food and leave. I can see why now.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's not meant to be, but it you know.
Yeah, like it's just but yeah, anything that's flown in the face while you're doing something like particular.
I don't know what the motive of this guy is. He's just thumbs up, smiling, going, yeah, yeah.
No.
Wait.
You better respond next time, Joe.
Why, you want to die?
It's on the freeway. On the freeway.
Yeah. Next time, you know what you should do? Next time you should have your Filipino flag and go, yeah.
And then point at it and point at him and point at yourself. Keep pointing. I want to see. And you have to film yourself while you do it.
Yeah.
So we could get
put it on TikTok.
Or just live stream it. So if something goes wrong, at least people saw it. It's not sitting on your phone. That's enlightening, I guess, for me. the origins of it, like, I don't, yeah, but I guess like what it's been used for recently doesn't sound great. So, but yeah, I don't. I just don't understand why that specifically.
Do they even know whatever? Do they even know?
I don't think they do.
Yeah, it just means thumbs actually, up.
No. Maybe they look at it like in the Eureka Stockade thing. It was more like a rebellion, an act of rebellion. So in their mind, they're probably looking at it like an act of rebellion too. So, but then some rebellions are racist. So there's that. Yeah, they're trying to be contrarian. Like, everyone's trying to be contrarian. But they're not calling it that. They're calling it, like, their work or whatever. They're doing their research or something, but they're not. They're just looking at their Facebook posts or something. And they're just reading on based off of that. This is probably going to be, like, that flag's probably reshared a lot on... Or that guy's, like, thumbing up on Facebook.
Yeah.
just post a picture of the flag and you'll find that guy. If there's a like on it, it's that guy. Here's that one guy. And you look at the profile. He's probably famous. Does he have a job? I guess he's just on the dole or something.
Every time I'm driving home.
He's like,
he's there.
Which suburb, Packy?
No,
like in Dever Hills. Like the Everton Road overpass, like over the freeway. Yeah. Yeah, he's over there.
that is his job.
Yeah.
You make me think of like the what's the drunk in The Simpsons? It's like with a thumbs up. It was Lenny. Yeah. And it's like, it scared Mr. Burns. Did you hear about that, Mr. Smithers? He's gonna have a gay romance or something.
He's actually gonna come,
but they implied it. But
it's always really implied, but he doesn't.
Yeah,
but not confirmed.
And I'm looking at it. It's a bit late now because I don't watch it. I haven't watched this show in like 15 years or something. So, or maybe more actually, because it didn't. It got shit. So, yeah. I was gonna say something before about like here and because we're talking about the alternative energy sources, like the Prius. If you own a Prius here, I don't know, probably all over the states anyway, like people are just reporting their catalytic converters getting stolen. Like they actually go.
How do you even do it? You have to jack up your car and remove the.
Or they somehow crawl underneath it and they just have a hacksaw and they just cut through it overnight. And you come back, you can't start your car, and you look under the car and a chunk of it's missing.
A hole in the middle.
Yeah, it's yuck because they only target the Priuses or the hybrid vehicles.
But what are they using it for? Putting it on their own.
It's got precious metals in it that they can resell. So,
it's like copper.
It's like rhodium and platinum. Platinum's expensive, actually. Yeah. So, rhodium, I don't.
Just see a guy with it around his neck.
just a chain.
It's like a chain. Like, platinum, baby.
He doesn't resell it. He just puts it around his neck just for the clout. platinum. That was like a choice for the ring. I was looking at like different rings. We end up going.
Yeah, because you don't want gold.
Yeah, I mean, I end up getting gold, but it's like a type of rose gold, but it's more of a red color. It matches my skin tone. I remember that. You got two tones.
I got the two-tone gold and silver.
Gilba sold it was like, what was it? There's also titanium or something. Like, I just remember all those metals they try to show you in the shop, and in the end you're like, oh, this one just suits me better. And also I didn't realize like my fingers, they actually taper off like they go to a point, so nothing would actually stay on my finger, like it would just slide off. But now,
do you wear yours all the time? I don't wear mine. I don't want it to get scratched.
I haven't worn mine since my wedding day.
Yeah. See, I take my. You know what?
What's
I
the
did,
point then?
Right? No, because what I did because I was I went to the gym. I went to the gym.
Oh no! If you're grabbing stuff, yeah, I take it off.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, and it got scratched a bit. I'm like, man,
mine
Tiffany's, man, I can't get this.
Mine needs to be resized. Actually, that's why I haven't been wearing it.
Oh yeah,
too big.
Mine, yeah, I remember my one was like, mine looks a bit like Lord of the Ringsy, actually. Precious. Yeah. I remember when we got married. Like, I was like, because it was too. It was actually a little like maybe a half size too big on my finger. So the whole time, I was making a fist so it wouldn't fall off, and I was like scared the whole time. And then I'm putting it in. Yeah,
mine's too big because I did go a little bit. Like a size bigger, because they do say that when you get older, you start to get fatter in the head.
Yeah, mine actually needs to be resized a size smaller because I think I've lost weight since. But anyway,
yeah, mine slides in and out too easy. I was like, it's too scary.
How are you guys gaining weight in your hands? Because it's just my hands.
You do though. Apparently, you do. Like when you as you get older, and if you gain weight, it goes on the hands. Like, I remember my dad, he couldn't get his off. He had to have his cut off because it was, like, suffocating his finger.
Oh, wow. I mean, the thing is, I take it off when I go to sleep, I take it off because it feels weird. Like, I don't like sleeping with it on. And also,
I even know, like, my teammate in basketball, like, he has to wear it because he can't take it off. As in, like,
physically... Like, he just tapes it. He tapes it.
Oh, like he's been told off. They're like, "Can you think?" He goes, I can't take it off.
Yeah.
And then, okay, whatever.
In basketball, I'm trying to think of how's that a. I can think with like certain like workplace environments where you can get degloving injuries where it just rips the whole skin off your finger. But how was it in basketball?
No, they just don't like things.
Or like if you hit someone, maybe if you hit someone, you hit them in the teeth.
Maybe because you can't wear like things around your wrist or whatever like that. Because if you can snag. Like on fingers and stuff like that. They just don't like anything.
Nose rings.
Yeah.
Anything rings.
Or pockets.
Rings.
Rings.
You rang.
They don't like anything. They don't like anything.
You
unless you have a certificate. How dumb is that? Like I or like a sprained wrist, so I had like a thing around there. And then they're like, "Do you have a certificate for that?" I'm like, "No. I just injured it like 2 weeks ago or a week ago."
I ended it right now.
Or like a day ago, whatever, like that. And they're like, "No, you need a certificate." Like,
you can wear a sweatband though, right?
Like sweatband. Even that.
Oh, you're not allowed now.
So,
man, they're so scared of litigation, huh?
So I was like, they're like, "What can I use then?" Though, you can use tape. I do use tape. I'm like, what's the difference? It's the same thing. And then they're like, "Oh, no, it's the rules." And then,
what is that, like, Dandy?
What a ref.
Dandy. But. Yeah. Now before the game, like I asked, "Can I use this?" And they're like, "Yeah." They just go, "Just got to make sure there's nothing underneath." Blah, blah, blah. Which is that one dumb ref that was like to the law that was like really.
Your impression's like, why does it sound like this?
and it was a lady as well. The lady ref as well.
Oh, well, I'm a lady. What do you sound like?
What? They all sound like when they're yuck.
All the Karens sound like that to him. I found a ring near our place, but it's too bad. It's like in a yuck area. Like I was walking George. I was like, "Oh, I can actually use this ring. Just down this way. It's not that far."
Oh, a basketball ring. Yeah. Thinking what? A ring on the, like
a wedding
like
ring.
A ring on the floor.
maybe it'll be there when I get back. It's still sitting there. No, just a basketball. It's an outdoor ring. But also with the weather like this, it's kind of hard to shoot around because it's so wet.
Well. Like my league just started last week, because we got shut down after, 3 weeks into our other one, so this league started again and it just started. Nice. But I haven't played yet. I'm gonna wait.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to lose weight first, and get game fit.
is that the reason or?
Yeah, no, it is the reason.
Oh, it is.
No,
okay.
It is the reason. Yeah, like because the when I played those, played two games. I played two games and that when it restarted, that after that 1 week, I couldn't move like the next 2 or 3 days. And then I played the next game, and then my knee was screwed. I'm pretty sure I did something to it, because it felt like when I tore my meniscus, it kind of felt the same. Like I had a sharp pain. But then I took another how many weeks off, and now it feels good again. So I'm scared that sudden playing again will happen again. So I was like, nah, I'm gonna make sure. So I've been doing squats and lunges like every time I'm at the gym. Just to make sure, and then like heaps of cardio, heaps of running on the treadmill, just to make sure like it's all ready for when I play. And then all the injury first game back straight away.
Come on.
I can feel it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm too scared to play. And this is my final one. I've made this my final season.
Oh really? You're not playing after this?
Yeah. I can't be bothered.
The farewell tour. Like,
comp or like just in general?
Like comp, like I'll play here and there, like for fun, but I'm not gonna play
comp anymore.
Like weekly, no, I can't do it anymore. Unless, like, if I have a really good season, I might play again. I doubt it. But...
Man, I want to try and keep going until someone says, "Nah, man, you gotta start going to Masters League now."
Get out of here, old man.
Exactly.
No, they don't know.
Although I'd rather go to the gym, because what happens is like you get injured in basketball, you can't even go to the gym up. You know what I mean? You can't keep fit. I'd rather just keep fit at the gym where you less risk of injuries. You know what I mean? That's my problem with basketball. Like when you try and do both, you'll hurt something in basketball, like your knee or something, and you're gone. You're gone for everything. No physical activity.
Yeah, it is scary sometimes. I'm still doing it.
I remember like, when you hurt your Achilles, you were like, "Nah, I'm done forever."
I know. I said that actually, but
And you go, yeah, because you know you get injured here, can't go to work, things like that.
Yeah. But then you play ball and you're like, man, love it so much.
I know.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I'll just play when you come down to Melbourne. That's it. That's the only time I'll play. Right.
That's when you do it. That's when you do the injury. It's fine.
Yeah. It would just be me and you, because no one else will come.
Oh, no, that's someone right now. It's whoever that was.
That's fine.
It's under the sun. Anyway.
Yeah.
And Mike.
And who are you excluding here? So Joe saw Shang-Chi and Herwin didn't.
Nah, haven't yet.
I saw the potential Herwin role. Pretty good.
You looked at him and thought, yeah, Herwin could have done that.
Yeah, he could have done that.
Potentially even better, like as well.
When he sticks the leg out of the car, like that's Herwin's leg.
That could have been my leg.
And Herwin knows.
Come on, leg! What were you doing?
Herwin knows how to drive. That could have been him too. Like, he's Asian.
The way that he threw his keys could have done it easy.
Yeah, he passes the ball, right? He passes the ball. Don't you? same thing. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah,
I had a friend who was in it. He was in the background and.
Was he getting out of a car and throwing keys?
No, he was in the background. One of the background sort of.
I wasn't saying which scene, but you probably don't know which one because you haven't watched
it. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Just look at the background of your mate.
Posted on Instagram story, and he's like, "Oh, that's me." And I was like, "Oh, cool." He was on it.
It's like a blurry, out of focus thing, and you can't
the Australia ad, like your Australia ad.
Yeah.
But you could really tell it was you.
But you know it was you, yeah, because it's just you're in the you're behind.
You guys know me.
There's only two people in the shot. Come on, it's like the chick, and then you're in the background, but you're just out of focus a little bit because of the focus depth of field. So we know it's you. And Chris Hemsworth's sexy boy. I want you to see it, Owen, so
I'll watch it tonight. I'll watch it tonight.
It's on Disney Plus now, right? Like it's actually official.
Yeah.
Even IMAX.
Yeah, version IMAX. the Zack Snyder cut, whatever it is, that style.
Wait, what's on what?
They released the things in IMAX like format, which is funny because like you have to have like a home theater, like a giant ass home theater system to actually really appreciate.
Like 14 of the movies have it.
Yeah. Yeah, that 4:3 aspect ratio thing. So right, okay. They probably filmed it in that size, and they're just showing the whole thing.
So yeah, you see it a little bit more on the sides now.
Yeah. What's when's Arrow coming out?
When's what?
The what?
Is it Arrow? What's
not Arrow. What, Hawkeye?
The chin up one. The chin up one.
I was thinking Arrow because
it's basically the same. He used
an arrow.
That's pre-Christmas. That's this month, isn't it? Like November?
Is it coming out soon?
Yeah, it's Christmas. Soon, right? It's Christmas theme.
Yeah, this month or next month.
I thought it was this month. This month.
I think it's an end of this month. But they also have like a teaser of Obi-Wan.
I haven't seen all the tweets. I was trying to find the official like.
It's on Disney Plus.
There's a one minute
teaser.
A sizzle reel of, thing.
Not even. It's just them talk like Ewan McGregor talking about.
Oh man.
Him working with Hayden again.
What does Hayden look like now? What does he look like?
They show a bit of it, but they don't show his face. I think it's just him
because
training.
Because he's stingy. Because he's yuck, right?
He had a mask.
Yeah,
because like a oxygen mask.
Ah.
Hayden Christensen while training with the sword.
But they show like the fucked up face as well.
No. It was just like him topless, like practicing like the sword play behind the scenes, and he had like an oxygen mask thing. So you couldn't even see his face. I'm like, is that him? Surely that's him. I was like, yeah, maybe they have that because it's got the Darth Vader thing to it. I don't know. It was like literally like 2 seconds of it. I'm like, oh wow. I kind of can't wait to see his bad acting again.
that movie trilogy brought us Natalie Portman. So at least that. And Samuel L. Jackson Jedi. I really liked that. He wanted a purple lightsaber, and they you can't say no to him, so they gave him one. he forced it.
I recently just watched the 3 again. Not recently, but literally a year or two ago. Like a year or two ago, and I'm like, man, how dumb's how dumb is Darth Vader? Oh, what's his name? Anakin.
Yeah, and he's super dumb.
You just have to wait like 5 seconds to realize she wasn't dead or something. Like I was like, something dumb. It's like the time was all wrong.
Yeah,
and it's like
He just comes like, in and comes like, oh, she's dead, and he's like, no. You want to check yourself? You just believe this idiot, this Palpatine guy the whole time.
That's it. That's right.
What do you believe this idiot for? He's yuck. Look, his face changes and everything. Can you tell he's evil? His eyes look different.
Man.
Yeah, it's a really bad story. Speaking of, though, you guys have seen Dune, right? So,
yeah. See, and then this is the thing. I know that they compare Dune to Star Wars.
Like, oh, no, actually, no.
Well, Star Wars ripped off.
George Lucas stole the ideas
ripped
from
off
Dune,
from Dune, which is why to me Star Wars or Dune felt like Star Wars to me anyway. Obviously because the setting kind of looks the same, but just the whole, I guess, the political side of it thing as well, to me it was like, this is really Star Wars-y, just without space, you know what I mean? It's just within the planet.
But it felt the same. But you see all the mirror stuff, like the voice is the Force, essentially.
Yeah.
And like and there's like that Bene Gesserit, the nun looking people that they're basically the Jedi kind of. And like
what's his name? The Baron guy felt like he was, as soon as I saw him, I go, this feels like a Palpatine guy.
Yeah. I mean, actually there's an Emperor in this as well, like a whole the Emperor of the Universe or whatever it is, and they're like he's the overarching empire, I guess, that they're talking about. And there's a sand planet like Tatooine, the Arrakis.
It just felt really the same, and I was like,
But they stole. Yeah, it kind of sucks because George Lucas read the book and was like, oh, and then he stole all the ideas and made his own franchise,
Made more money,
and made a fuck ton more money than this guy he stole off. What an Apple move! Apple and Microsoft did that. Windows. I liked it, but it's more artsy, I guess, and I like how things were shot, and like the CG was really interesting. Like,
yeah, it looked like super polished. Like, yeah. Like, it was a visual spectacle to me, but story wise, I was like,
I get it.
Doesn't really grab me.
Yeah, that's what I was like, because I've read the book and I understand like the lore. There's all this other stuff that they don't mention because it's only you have so much time to tell it in. Slash, also this is like half the book anyway, half the first book, and it doesn't.
Which is, to me, why don't they make these into just TV series so you can explain everything?
That's what I'm thinking, but it's not the same thing because you guys haven't seen it. It's like Eternals, for example. Like, I'm like, this totally could have been a Disney Plus series. There's too many people here to talk about like each individual thing. So that if they made a Disney Plus series, this would have been way better. But they need time to explain stuff. And but also,
it's kind of like what Suicide Squad. So the first one, it took way too long to get into the story because they're introing everyone. But then the other one, the newer one, did like, it so much better. And it was like within like 5 minutes.
Yeah, they're just walking through the prison and it's going, oh yeah, this guy's like this, this guy's like this. And like, yeah, there's a giant shark. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, okay. And not even that. Even at the start, they just went straight into the action. They landed on the island and stuff. So
Yeah.
And also, like, it's funny because, like, sorry, I've been on a tangent, but like, just like, because I just recently watched The Eternals and I'm still like annoyed by it. Like people that, so the diehard Marvel Studios fans that are like, they're all like, oh, why is this? You just don't like it because of like this, because of representation stuff. Like, no, I'm a person of color. I wanted this to do well. But then why, like, what's wrong with me wanting more? Why can't I want something that's good? Why can't I complain about stuff? It's just, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, can't I just like want more out of something? And it sucks that like something that I was hoping to be good wasn't, but I just expected.
You didn't like it at all because I heard it was kind of mixed. Some people say it was.
Yeah, it's mixed. Great, yeah. I was watching this video. This guy was like breaking down the data, like, cause he went through the Rotten Tomatoes and went through every single person who was a person of color, who was a person of color and a woman, person of color and a man, who was a white guy, who was a white lady who critiqued it. And they actually broke down the demographics, but he's also saying at the same time, this does not necessarily reflect like on their opinion, because there could be a white guy who's like really who's supportive of the LGBT community or the and people of color and all that stuff. So it doesn't actually represent that. But the data also very skews towards a lot of white males that review stuff. So that could affect their judgment because they may not have grown up in those sort of scenarios. But it's not really. But Eternals was like more the story was told really poorly, but I thought the representation stuff was really good, but it just fell flat to me.
Is it worth watching? Because we're thinking of watching a movie today. Like,
I think it's
we're thinking between James Bond and
James Eternals. Bond. Come on, James Bond.
But yeah, I haven't seen James Bond yet. And we're actually gonna watch what's that, the French Dispatch tonight, like the Wes Anderson one. Have you seen Wes Anderson? You don't know Wes Anderson? What has he done? He's done so many things. Do you ever watch
Tenenbaums?
Tenenbaums. Tenenbaums. Dead Jar Geeling Limited. Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou with Bill Murray. No, you probably won't know Wes Anderson's face. He's the director.
What's that one with
Moonrise Kingdom
with Edward Norton. Edward Norton.
Is it Moonrise Kingdom? There's Edward Norton's in a bunch of them.
Edward Norton and one of the Owens, or one of the Wilsons.
They're in all of them. Why am I blanking?
Just do Wes Anderson.
The Grand Budapest Hotel, right?
That one, that's it. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, that one's with the guy who played the bad guy in Harry Potter.
What's the French Dispatch? I've never.
It's his new one. Okay. It's his new one.
See, I've only seen Royal Tenenbaums and Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, I've seen
I watched a lot of them.
Fantastic. Oh, and the dog one, the Isle Dogs.
Ah, I recommend Fantastic Mr. Fox. That one's so good.
I've seen Sing. Sing was alright.
Rushmore's pretty good. It's a bit old, but Rushmore's like the first one of his I've seen. It's a bit older, but Grand Budapest Hotel is really good. Moonrise Kingdom's really good. I didn't care as much for Isle of Dogs, personally. Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou is really good too.
Going back to Eternals, like, is it like, do you have to know like much about? I'm just more wary of like, if I go with Cass, like, will she get it? Like, well, is it like a...
They explain if anything too much.
Cool.
I think also the thing is that visually Eternals was amazing. Like, it was shot beautifully. It's just like the story just kind of like was all over the place. The pacing was shit. So
if you're not like movie critique too much, like if you're just there to watch a movie, like you reckon...
Yeah, it's an easy watch.
Enjoyable?
It really depends what you classify as enjoyable.
Oh, I'm just thinking like...
James Bond is enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, would Kat prefer Bond or...
For me, every second James Bond is a bat has been shit for me.
I've liked all of them.
I haven't.
Even the bad ones.
Like, Quantum of Solace, I didn't like. I like and the that. One before that really was that. Casino Royale, which was good. What was the one after? And then after Quantum of Solace was what? Was it Skyfall?
Skyfall and then
Spectre. Skyfall was amazing.
Skyfall was good. Yeah, and then
Spectre was meh.
It was on TV last time, and I was like...
I liked it. I still liked them. Spectre was meh. I still liked it.
And then I'm hoping this one's a lot better, but I'm gradually going through the movies.
I watched all of them in theater as well. And I just feel those ones deserve theater.
Oh, yeah. Skyfall is that one. Oh, yeah. The one where you get caught up.
I kind of wish I saw Dune in the theater because I was just lazy. And it was like, oh, what's already on HBO Max? So we watched it. Because there's like those epic scenes. Because I have that's spoiler alert, sorry. There's that. Because of the shields, they're like, anything fast can't penetrate the shields. So then when they drop the bomb and they show it gradually slowing going through the shield and then exploding inside, I thought it was really cool CG because it blew up inside the shield and it was closed off. I thought it was really cool. So I'm like, and also when you get to that planet with the soldiers on it and there's like what it is, like the Mongolian throat singing. It's like... And I was like, man, that'd be amazing in the theater.
Nah, Zendaya with her in slow-mo in the desert, like the fragrance ad in on big screen or...
Nah, Zendaya's the best, man. It's all a dream sequence. I don't know what the problem is. It
just felt like a fragrance ad the whole time. It's this also, and always like looking like that to the side.
And then the and music like, is like...
and that other...
I don't know. I thought it was a good movie, but like it was actually because my thing was I was gonna say with that was like people who read the books and stuff, it actually felt like a good movie for people who read the books. I don't know, and I wasn't sure how it would be for people who don't know the history.
It's okay.
Yeah. I hope they make the apparently they greenlit the sequel already anyway.
There's another thing. It's like so Uncharted. Had they made that a movie. How dumb is that? It's like, so people familiar with the games, it's like they're starting with 3 and it's a young Tom Holland.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense. Because you don't have that relationship with that guy. And Mark Wahlberg and Sully.
And Mark Wahlberg's just Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, he's not even putting on a moustache. If he put on a moustache, it would have made at least an effort. But it's just the same guy, like a tank wearing plain white t-shirt.
And the dude's not even a tank in the games. Like he doesn't even shoot or anything, does he? Or he probably does shoot a little bit.
Or his revolver only. But
you don't go to that guy to do action.
That's another one where if they could have just done it as a series, slowly introduced it. But I don't know because the games itself they do a lot of flipping with the time stamp, as in like.
Yeah, but then like...
young and old, and you're like, oh. But yeah, I don't get how they did.
I don't. Yeah.
Why they started like that? If they were going to do young Tom Holland, a young Tom. If they're going to do Tom current, Holland current as young Drake, Tom Holland. They should have just like started from the beginning or something like that, or not even like when he first meets Sully. He's young when he meets Sully. He's like meant to be like in his teens, like early teens.
Yeah.
Like you've played them, yeah.
Yeah,
three.
Except for the last one, I haven't played 4.
Oh, 4 is awesome.
Yeah, you can do that on PlayStation, whatever it is, like the streaming thing, right?
Man, we don't even have that here. But it's all going to be on Steam soon, so.
Oh, I'll wait for that then. I'm gonna play it on my proper rig. So that and some other game, what was it? God of War. I actually want to play that. Waiting for that on Steam.
I bought it and never played it. I bought Spider-Man and God of War on PlayStation because it was on sale, on their Christmas sale or whatever like that, like literally like $10 each or something, and then never played them. Maybe played like 5 minutes of each just to see what it was like, and then sold my PlayStation. And it's in my library, but I can't, unless I buy a PlayStation, I can't play it.
Ah, see, so good luck with that.
Can you get a PS5?
Nah, I got an Xbox.
It's so hard to get.
Yeah. I kind of don't feel like getting it. I'm happy with the Xbox, actually. I like the integration with TV, with the PC. So what you can do is you can play in your TV, like, you know, controller or whatever like that. And if you want, and if it's an integrated game with PC, you can continue like the save or whatever on your PC, whatever like that. It's really good, in my opinion, anyway. And the chat thing works too. So Xbox chat also works on the computer too. Because I was playing Call of Duty on PC, and our mate Adam, I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, how? Because I'm friends with him on Xbox, and he's calling me through Xbox. I'm like, why? I'm like, how's he calling me? In my mind, I'm thinking, I thought he couldn't see that I was online playing.
Is this some kind of white man power?
What is this? And I go, hello? And he goes, hey, you want to play COD? I'm like, hey, okay. And it worked. It was fine. The integration between the Xbox and the PC is really cool. I really like it.
That's good. It was all Microsoft Windows. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But I didn't expect it to be like that. Yeah, I was like, wow, that's really good.
The Xbox One is available, to get.
It's like almost it's almost as hard. Oh, the Series X. Yeah. Don't get confused with Series X and One X.
Yeah, because you buy the wrong one by last generation. Yeah.
Did you know that? That when the Series X came out, heaps of parents bought the So Series X is the new one. The one before it is the One X. The heaps of parents were like, yeah, I got you the new console to their kids. It was the one that they got the One X, not the Series X.
that's so dumb marketing wise too. Like,
yeah, I know it's dumb marketing.
They're losing money because they named it stupid.
Yeah,
yeah.
But Series X is almost just as hard to find as
the PS5.
Yes,
PS5.
Interesting. It's interesting. I'm not getting one.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, so they're not going to get one.
Interesting. Oh, Gucci. Interesting. It doesn't have Gucci.
Interesting,
though.
Interesting, but I'll still get that Gucci Xbox one.
Yeah.
But it's just the display. It's just there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, some kid just wants this Xbox. Hey, you can't get one.
Two games amazing, though,
I know. You know how I know? Because at the basketball gym that I go to, you can actually play 2K anytime you want on the PS5. Yeah. It's actually like the controllers are always just there. So, and sometimes I'll before I warm up, I just put my shoes on in the air and the kids are playing, and I'm like, fuck, the graphics look sick.
What was that thing we were saying? Of like, look at the sweat. Look at the sweat dripping off their face. Surreal. Man,
look at Zion sweat.
Zion, yeah.
Zion.
So let us know what you end up deciding to watch, like later, like when you're watching
Bond. Come on,
yeah.
And say it's good.
And you actually watch something before me for once. Oh, I actually finished the Colin Kaepernick, Colin in Black and White.
Yeah, I watched that. I finished that in like 2 days. I loved it.
Yeah, man, me too. It was amazing. Like that was so well
done. It's getting so much backlash though. Yeah. Why? Yeah, about the comparison of the slaves and the thing because of that, but. Like that. All right. So to me, people see him in America as the Adam Goods of it. So they're all going, like a lot of complaining. He's doing a lot of always making him the victim type thing.
I hate that argument.
But like, I feel it's the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
So reverse. It's like a reverse.
Oh, you're just playing the victim. You have to feel sorry for him. Fuck off.
I feel that's what it feels like to me. Yeah.
See, I like how the people who say that it's reverse racism are the ones that's never experienced racism.
And they think this is racism that they're experiencing. Yeah. The fact that they're being racist. Oh, you're calling me racist? That's so racist.
Yeah.
So, but that was so amazing.
I really liked it.
That was so well
done. Yeah, the show was really, really good.
I'm like,
how good's the kid playing Kaepernick?
Yeah, I was looking him up to see if it was anything else. He's not in that many things. He's pretty young, though. So, and like, I just like that it has the docu-series sort of element to it, but also at the same time, it's still storytelling. It's still telling us. And it's also every time something's happening to him that's so like big, and then they cut to Colin just staring at the, and I'm like, whoa, I feel that. That is so good.
You like that scene that I was telling you about last week about the prisoner and the draft combine?
Yeah, that's like the first thing they show. With the thing. Yeah. That's actually, and then they cut to them just suddenly going backwards in time and they're getting checked crazy like that. But
that first episode, remember when he got told he had to cut off his cornrows?
Oh, yeah.
And the parents just didn't understand.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But then he just complies, and you can see in his face that he's like, he still doesn't understand why it's like that.
Because I guess he's young. He's still young and still trying to figure stuff out. And he didn't understand why he felt that it was he feel upset about it, but he doesn't understand why.
Yeah.
Which is.
And it just keeps happening. Like the one when he was like, when he went on those baseball trips, remember? When he's time he's at the hotel,
and they were staring at him, like because you can't do anything about your color of your skin. This lady's just staring at you, and you can't get the free cookie that's sitting there because like
the ice cream.
Going back for seconds, and then the other guy's like, "I'm going to go back for thirds."
It was like four times.
Yeah, you can just keep going, but And I was like, I also like this. It's very subtle, like little side things. Like his friend, the same friend who got the ice cream, he's doing like his hustles on the side, but he's making sure that his friend's not part of this. He's like, no, you have a future, man. Also, you're like 6'2" and you're black, and like it's gonna be hard for that. You're gonna get noticed for one, and two, it's really dangerous for you. You have an opportunity here. I also didn't know about his baseball thing either. Like, I had no idea about that baseball thing.
I knew he was a gun basketballer. Apparently, there was a game where he dropped like 30 plus, but then on the other end was Ryan Anderson. He dropped like 50 or something.
He just got overshadowed. Not that there's spoilers, it's just his life, but like, it's
incredible. I've always been a Kaepernick fan because I was a 49ers fan. Well, I am a 49ers fan, but I just didn't like how his career ended. So I've always been pro Kaepernick.
Yeah. And
I thought I think like for people who kind of follows the sports scene, you know, kind of know, well, I do not even sports scene, but like know a little bit about, you know, what happened with him, right? Like when he took the knee. But I feel like outside of America, if you're not really into sports, I feel like you kind of don't know who he is so much, right? So someone like Cass who just happened to watch it. She started watching the second episode or third episode because I was watching it, and then I explained it to her, and she loved it. Like she was like, "Oh man, this is like amazing! I didn't think da da da. Like it was really awesome."
Mm.
But then when the show finished, she was just like, "Wait, why didn't they show like him? You know what happened
in the NFL?
Like
because it was like very well publicized."
And she sort of like wanted that as part of the show as opposed to it stopping where it did. I don't know. I'm a bit 50-50 on that. Like, I kind of like where it ended, but at the same time, it would have been cooler if it was longer. I wanted it to be longer.
Because I guess if they showed, like, his success, like him succeeding, it's sort of like a...
But you already know that.
Was it really succeeding when, in the end, the thing that been bothering him the whole time is the thing that caught the end of his career. So it's not really a happy ending. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know that, but I like how it ended.
Yeah,
me too. I just wanted more episodes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
his life's still going.
Yeah. Exactly.
His life was just him sitting at home.
It was like, he's just like hacking
up. He's really good, at what he does, but like, there's no job out there for him. Like, how is that even possible? You know what I mean? Like,
so the other one was like it's not even comparable, but it's like Carmelo Anthony. Like, he ended up finding another one. But it's like, yeah, he's done. Like, he won't play again, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of apparently funny, he's...
Oh, God.
So he's not listed as retired. Like, he's still a free agent.
Free agent, yeah.
And apparently, like, this is how yucky the NFL is. Apparently, like, just a couple of years after he got removed from the 49ers or whatever, or a year later, they're, like, listing him on the official NFL website as retired. And his missus, forgot her name, Nessa, I think, she's like a journalist or whatever, was like going, nah, he's not retired. And she like lobbied them, like made him change it, that it's not, that is a free agent.
That's
how yucky the NFL were, like, trying to get rid of him.
Oh, for they now, just
put retired on there.
I mean, I don't really follow the NFL in general, like, but the Aaron Rodgers thing, like, he's like, oh, I'm not going to. What a piece of shit.
He's the Kyrie Irving. He's Kyrie Irving of
He took ivermectin and stuff, and is like, I'm immunized by homeopathic means, and I'm like, so you're not. Why are you saying you are? And then he's just got, what do you get, fined or something? And that's it. Like, he's not really.
He should really be suspended. It's funny because I've been listening to a few like shows like talk about it, and it's like what's his name? Remember the whole Tom Brady thing?
Yeah,
where the deflated balls.
He gets fined, but
it's like he gets all this backlash. Everything like that. He had to report his texts and everything like that to, like, there was a whole court case with it and everything like that. With the deflate gate, they're called deflate gate,
right?
But then with this, he's lying about his like shot status.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much getting nothing.
The other thing I'm saying, like the his supporters, they're all like, it's his body, his choice. I'm like, don't use the abortion thing on this. That's a totally different thing. That's like, that's what they say with the abortion thing, and they're just turning it into the, like, his body, his choice. I'm like, no, but this is choice that affects everyone, as opposed to, like, this is.
And if you're body, their putting others in danger, like, putting others in danger as well. Bill Simmons is like, was it? He's mouth breathing on everyone, blah blah.
Yeah, exactly, though. It's true. It's yuck.
Singapore has done, I don't know if you guys follow, I actually don't even know his name. He was in, he was on the, I don't know, one of the talk show hosts, and he was saying that what Singapore has done is they're saying, you know, obviously the vaccine's free.
But, I heard about this, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't want to be vaccinated, that's cool. But if you get COVID and you need to use the hospital system, the healthcare system, you have to pay.
It's not free anymore.
The health system, like, not for you. The government's not going to cover it. And so I think like, for me, that just puts everything in perspective. It's like putting the accountability back on you. It's like saying, that's cool, like, your body, your choice, but, you know, don't clog up our hospital system because you chose. I think that's. I think that's what.
You know, I mean, if only that worked for like a multi-millionaire quarterback. Billionaire? I don't know. He probably makes more money than that. I don't see how.
He's multi-millionaire for sure, but still.
Oh, man, but everything he's doing, Aaron Rodgers, is so Kyrie at the moment. Like, I don't know. Like, so I don't know if you guys would have followed it, but he did sort of like a Ben Simmons saying, I don't want to play with you guys anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
yeah. he's being yuck, and he goes, I have and for some reason he hosted Jeopardy or something like that, did he?
Yeah.
Something dumb.
Everyone hosted Jeopardy because the guy died.
And he goes, I can get like a, I want to host Jeopardy, blah blah blah. And he was like saying he could do all this
instead.
And then, but anyway, something happened and he's back with his team and it's okay. I'm here now.
What a piece
but then this whole not immunized, not vaccinated thing, lying, saying he was immunized and everything like that. Yeah, he's being really Kyrie at the moment.
What's the protocol for NFL? Do they have to be double vax to play?
You should say the
I don't both think
had second vaccination or something. had both.
I don't know if they had to or not. Like it's not. NBA. I don't think it's like. I don't think it's like NBA. The NBA is only.
It's by state anyway.
By state,
yeah. Because New York.
It's only California and New York. Yeah. Have to be double vaxxed. But the dumb thing there is that an unvaxxed person that doesn't play for the team can play. I think that's what's annoying, like Kyrie. But you know what I mean?
Inconsistency. Outside those states that you can still play.
You can still play.
Because then you got like
I get the other players
who you know they're unvaccinated and they're playing and they just spread that
like Jonathan, like Isaac and everyone like that.
So do you reckon Kyrie's actually fully vaxxed and he's just
maybe
taking a stand?
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's sort of like what I'm thinking. Yeah. Like I'm thinking like maybe he is vaccinated, but he's just like no, you guys need to sort out your consistency, and he's just taking a stance. But then I don't know, man.
But it's dumb because he's putting his teammates in. Like, look, they're losing.
I feel like Kyrie's sort of looking at it, a bigger picture type stuff. Work. He's trying to
work, I wish I was as woke as Kyrie.
I feel like he's trying to push a movement, or he's trying to be relevant, you know, post his basketball career and known for something more than just dribbling a ball.
Being yucky.
Yeah,
I know what you mean, but
you know what I mean.
I wouldn't be surprised if this was just all being a yuck stance kind of thing.
I feel like he'll come back, and the whole time he's like, "Yeah, here's my, you know, vaccination passport. It was stamped like last year or whatever it is." And then everyone's just like, "So you just haven't been playing yet because I'm taking a stance." I feel like that's.
But that makes it even worse. I don't think that makes him look. He probably thinks he looks better, like by doing that. But it's just fucking petty and selfish. That's what it looks sounds like to me.
So this is what bothers me as well. Is like, so is he getting fined for missing these games when Ben Simmons is?
I don't know.
They're not reporting. Actually, I don't know.
And this is another. And here's another thing. Al Horford last year got told by OKC. Don't bother playing. We'll still pay you. John Wall.
For what?
You're talking about double standards, yeah? It's like,
John Wall. Don't bother playing. We'll trade you when we can. There's nothing wrong with him. But they're not paying him. Oh, but they're paying him. He's fit to play. They just don't want to play him. Giving other guys a chance and just looking for a trade for him. They're not finding.
That's gonna be hard to find a trade for him. He's got a massive contract.
But yeah, that double standards. Yeah. I guess it's depend because every state here anyway, they seem to make different rules. Anyway,
and then Simmons clearly something wrong there mentally. Right. To me, anyway, meltdown playoffs, City hating on him, and they expect him to come back and play. I can see why he's gone. You know, mental health, right? I can see that. But you could also go, you know, it could just be money. But it's too sensitive to, you know, accuse without really, really knowing whatever, right?
Weren't they asking him for, like, the doctors? Like, who are you seeing?
But he was already seeing one with the Players Association. But the Philly wanted him to see their one. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, the problem with that is...
He's already seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's already seeing somebody. You can't see a psychiatrist if it's meant, like, the guy who's paid by the organization who has... Yeah. Ulterior motives. So that's
how yucky that is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can get the concern. See, well, yeah.
But why are they finding him then? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dear
Philadelphia 76ers.
But shouldn't the league be like, no, you can't find him if you're not going to find these other ones?
Should be, but
I don't know. Obviously not. Dear Adam Silver.
He doesn't know what to do. We haven't heard from him.
Dear Adam Silver, what's this? What's this about China? He can't reply. Left on red. He doesn't look. He doesn't reply. Yuck. Enes Kanter though, he's going off on everything. Have you seen his stuff, Enes Kanter? He's talking about like China. I was just speaking you out of nowhere.
Oh, is he?
And LeBron.
He's big. And LeBron. Yeah. You're all quiet on this stuff, aren't you?
I like him now. I've always liked him. But how funny was the Jokic and Morris thing? And then Jokic brothers make a Twitter account just to Marcus Morris.
They didn't have one before. They didn't have a Twitter account.
No, they made it specifically for that. Right. And then they even called somebody like a ESPN guy or whatever to verify. Nah, this is our account we made. This is a real account so that we can.
You gotta get that little tick. That little Twitter tick.
I don't like how it just says Jokic Brothers.
Yeah. At Jokic Brothers, yeah. I'll tell you what though, that's like a scary bro kind of like dudes to like mess with. I don't know. That's just
scary. Yeah, but both are actually scary. Apparently the known thing is the Morris twins are kind of psycho. Like they're kind of yuck.
Oh yeah, both.
Like yuck both but they're not fake. They're not fake yuck.
They're actually yuck.
So yeah. Everyone knows not to mess with them. But at the same time, the Jokic.
If you're gonna back one set of brothers, who are you backing? I'm backing the Jokic ones.
The Jokic ones.
There's something really scary about them.
Apparently, they're saying like Marcus Morris could do something yucky, because like that's how close he obviously because it's a twin, but that's how like close they are that he's willing to be
take the whatever you call it, be fined or suspended, whatever, just to be the yuck.
I don't know who do you think was at fault though in that scene?
The Morris twin, but it was pretty bad what Jokic did. Markeith milked it, but he could have strained his neck. Like, look, as he snapped his...
That's what I mean. It was a cheap shot.
But I still think that he's milking it. Like, I reckon you could have played the next day. Why get up and then crumple to the ground? What I don't get is, like, when they crumple to the ground.
And then your legs work for, 30 minutes. Like, on the ground.
Your legs work. You were just walking before. Yeah. And then you crumple to the ground. You're milking it, so he'll get. It's gonna get thing out anyway.
Like, I mean, what did you expect though? What do you expect if you do that to them? Like the other angle of that whatever happened, where you hit Jokic, it was pretty big. It was like a big.
No! Yeah. I get that. Like that to me, that's yuck because he was in the air. He could have landed wrong on his knee, and because he already bumped his knee from the other game, and he could have cracked a rib too. Plus he wasn't expecting that as well, so it's just sort of the same thing. Like, he could see him coming, but he wasn't expecting a hit, right?
If you do that, you should expect something coming.
Yeah, I know.
Don't turn around. You're going to get it. nothing happened.
But I think that the force that Jokic put into it was pretty big, when you see it.
He apologized, though.
Yeah, he apologized, like, I can tell... Like, there's one thing I did in basketball where there was a guy weighed like, it was probably like a Jokic size weight, and I was like, I flew in the air. Like, I didn't expect that. This is when I cracked my head open. Like, I had to go to hospital. That stopped the game. I went for a layup. I didn't expect him to, because I thought I'd beat him already. And because he was like an older guy, like in his 40s or 50s or whatever, he just bumped me like while I was in the air. But it was like probably to him it's nothing, but I went flying because I wasn't expecting it. And I just like that, and my head cracked open, blood everywhere. Everyone thought my brain was coming. I had to stop the game and everything like that.
Did he apologize?
Oh, yeah, he did. He goes, I didn't expect you to... Yeah, because he didn't... He was unsure of his force. Like he didn't know that he was going to do
some
that.
Some people are yuck, and they know that, like, if you beat him, then all you have to do is put a bit of a nudge when you're in the air, and it throws you off balance.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, oh, well...
And they couldn't do anything else. They can't stop you, but they can hurt you. So,
But I think his was... I don't think his was really intentional because... He was an older guy. I just felt like he thought he could challenge me still, but he couldn't realize I'd. And then the bump was more like he was almost trying to block, but realized he couldn't. But his momentum was already there, and he couldn't stop. And then I was like,
ah. Yeah.
But it kind of reminded me of that because, but Jokic won, he full on went like that.
Yeah. That was a full, like, that's, he threw his whole body, man, into.
And a guy that's not expecting it, that's really dangerous. Yeah, it is. But at the same time, like, I don't blame him for it, though. At the same time. Like, I don't, like, the action was yucky, but at the same time, it's like, he kind of deserved it.
It's a reaction.
Yeah.
It's a natural reaction. Because also, you don't expect that kind of hit in basketball. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not a fighting match. But speaking of fighting, I like, did you see Rudy Gobert's...
And Miles Turner.
Yeah, but
then what he said afterwards, it's like, I don't know why people look.
Yeah, if you're not about that life, don't, like, don't pretend you're about that life.
Yeah. I was thinking with the Jokic thing, because, like, they're talking about how, like, if he didn't do anything, like, if he didn't retaliate, then...
Everyone
would keep doing it to him. Like, just so you know, this is what happens if you do something.
Yeah.
I'll take the suspension, whatever.
But sure then enough. Wouldn't it also mean... This is the other angle I was thinking of. Wouldn't other teams try and get under his skin so he would do that and then get him out of the game?
Yeah, that too. Maybe not playoffs.
That's what I was thinking. but I get... like, because this is why Shaq was, like, was all for it, because he sort of suffered the same thing. He wouldn't react like
and then everyone sort of they think you're soft, and they're like, "Oh, we're just gonna keep."
And then he eventually sort of snapped a bit, like a couple times, like at Barkley.
The guy he was talking to about that.
Who's the other one? He did it to Brad Miller. Remember that? Fully went for Brad Miller, nearly knocked his head off. Brad Miller turned around as well. It's almost the same. Like Brad Miller did a hard foul. Walked away, like not even looking.
Oh, yeah.
Shaq's winding his arm.
Oh, yeah.
And luckily he missed. That's scary, or else Brad Miller's head would have flown off.
Was it Shaq saying, like, don't turn your back to me? He was the one saying that, right?
Yeah.
He was explaining, like, oh, if you do that to me, don't turn around.
Yeah. The Morris twins are yuck, but Shaq, they're
Shaq's
really
the best. We're saying this last week.
There's a handful of real yucks that you don't mess with, apparently. Like, who's that one for? Is he still with Miami? Johnson. He used to play with...
James Johnson?
James Johnson, apparently. He's apparently the worst. You'd never... Apparently,
isn't
he's
the,
like,
one that's karate trained or something?
Yeah, jiu-jitsu or something like that. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, everyone's scared of him. Everyone says, don't mess with him.
Yeah, because I read that. I'm like, oh, shit.
What, is he the one that's... like, is he the GM for... is it him?
No, that's
someone else.
That's Jones.
Oh, Jones. That's because I was like, when did he become the GM?
James Johnson.
Everyone's scared of him. No, you can take the GM role.
James Johnson from Miami. He's a yuck, but I think he's not there anymore.
No, I don't think so.
He's a yuck. The Morris twins. Marcus Smart is kind of one. Terry Rozier is one, apparently, as well, that you don't mess with. But then there's all these.
Terry Rozier looks like he's just out of prison, man. He looks like all he's missing is a teardrop on the cheek. Yeah. But like, he looks scary.
Doesn't he have like platinum teeth or something as well?
Wow, what a metal! That's the same metal they use in the catalytic converters in Priuses.
He opens his mouth and has the catalytic converter in his mouth.
That's why they steal it, so they can give it to that guy to melt down for his teeth.
Yeah, but then you got the fake ones that, like, at the time, this is why I hated Blake Griffin so much. Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, they're always pretending to be tough. But
they're pretending to be about that life, but they're not.
Yeah, but they're not.
What about Jimmy Buckets, though? How he was fine? What do you reckon? Because he was calling out.
He's another yucky. I like him, though.
I know, he's a good he's on the Thingo team, the All Yucks.
The All Yucks.
Yeah. He's the captain. He's the El Capitan.
He's the leader.
He's got his own YouTube series. It's pretty good.
I keep forgetting to watch that. Yeah.
What's his YouTube series?
It's just like he's off. Usually he's off season.
Oh, he's off season.
Yeah. But it was one where when he was training. In Spain. Called? Hey.
Do you know what it's called?
Nah, I forgot. Like, it was just on YouTube. Like, it's just his official thing. Yeah, where he was in Spain, training in Spain, drinking wine. That's good. I like Jimmy. Yeah.
Well, on that note, that's all we got time for. That's all I got time for anyway. I gotta go run to this appointment. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. If you are listening on the podcast, have a listen on the YouTubes, because you can see our faces, our expressions, Herwin's gambling eyes. It's like you get all of that. And yeah, and have until the next time, guys.
Peace.
Peace.